Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a big shout out to our New York City audience because we're back on the air after a few weeks of sports preemptions, which pretty much clear sailing until the Mets, with a couple of interruptions maybe here and there for basketball. But here we are, and here we are with some unusually great weather for this time of year here in New York. It's going to go well into the 60s here in New York. And I already took advantage of it by taking a run this morning. And, you know, usually this time of year, it's a big production when you go out for a run. You know, you got to put on the running tights, and you got to put on double layers. And then there's a question, do you want gloves? You want a hat? You want an extra vest? And it's long socks. And it's a big deal. But this morning, I just, you know, put on my sneakers and my shorts and a T-shirt. And it was just perfect for a run. And in fact, I checked the weather in Los Angeles, California, where I'm from, and a very unusual inversion, because usually this is the place, well, Los Angeles is the place to be this time of year if you want to beat the cold. And the temperature there is slightly colder than it is in New York. I did a Facebook post for my Facebook friends showing that the temperature in Santa Monica last night, in Los Angeles last night, was 56 degrees. In New York, it was 58 degrees. So great weather. Look, do yourself a favor. Listen to this program, but make sure that you get outside no matter what your condition is. Just get outside a little bit, take a walk, get some warmth and fresh air, and it'll do you a heck of a lot of good. All right, this item that I'm going to share with you in just a moment has to do with a story that is making the rounds in the media. You know, once a story gets written about, then there's a feeding frenzy in the media, and you know, there's other stories that are imitations, and TV stations pick it up, and it makes its rounds. The scary mental health risks of going meatless. That's actually the theme of my article this week in our Hoffman Center newsletter. Many of you received that. If not, please sign up. Otherwise, go to drhoffman.com, and you can see it posted there as of yesterday. My comments on that in just a moment.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
We're going to be reconnecting to Dr. Ronald Hoffman in just a few moments. As for right now, we're waiting for the line to be reestablished. In the meantime, let's enjoy some past performance and one of the best ofs of the Dr. Ronald Hoffman Intelligent Medicine Show.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
That's the format. We invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number. And during this hour, we'll talk about DHEA. DHEA is a hormone. It's available over the counter. What are some of its benefits? We'll talk about nitric oxide and the impact of nitrate supplementation, a new study on that subject, apropos of one of our good sponsors, Super Beets. And we got lots more, 888-302-3684. And one of the big problems across the world, air pollution. But nowhere is air pollution worse than in China. And so it was that they undertook a study to see if the use of home air purifiers could lower the risk of heart attacks. Yeah, heart attacks. Why heart attacks? Well, it's been documented that people who live in well-trafficked areas where there's lots of air pollution, not only do they get lung disease, but they're also at higher risk for heart attacks. It appears it has something to do with air pollution, but also there's something weird that happens when traffic goes along highways at high speeds, in particular related to diesel engines. Diesel engines produce ionically charged particles. Ionically charged particles, as it were, have an electrical charge that causes them to stick to surfaces. I learned this painfully many years ago when I bought an air ionizer, and I put it in my apartment here in New York City. At the time, I lived in Greenwich Village, and I put it against the wall, and it was happily doing its work, supposedly fixing the air quality, when I noticed a dark halo was beginning to form on the white wall behind it. And so I took down the air purifier in an effort to clean the wall, and I noticed that where the air purifier was, it was white. It was, like what happens when you hang a picture on the wall and the wall gets sooty, but behind the picture it's not dirty. That's a telltale that a picture was once hung there. Well, there was a big, dark halo around the ionizer, and scrubbing, I couldn't get it out. So ultimately, I had to repaint the wall. I discovered painfully that when you put an ionized charge on the pollution particles that are in the room, that they stick more. And that's what happens in a highway environment where engines create ionically charged particles, which complicate the risk. Now, these particles get into your lungs, but they also get into your circulatory system, and they can cause inflammatory changes in the walls of your arteries, and they can lead literally to a heart attack or potentially a stroke. It's all part of the same circulatory system, whether it's in your heart blood vessels or your brain blood vessels. Well, okay, so they did this study in Shanghai, China. And they say, there's a little caveat here. It says, be aware that the study was performed in Shanghai, China, which may limit generalizability. You think? the air is so dirty in some of these big urban areas in China, by population, 20, 25 million, who knows? Pollution control's non-existent, cars spewing all kinds of horrible emissions, and motorcycles, and open fires, and people cooking on stoves with charcoal, that literally you can't see the skyscrapers. And they have some wonderful pictures out of China where people are getting selfies taken, not against the backdrop of the skyscrapers, which are in the background, but they have these murals of beautiful bucolic scenes, pure lakes and mountains superimposed against the backdrop of these grimy, barely visible skyscrapers in downtown Shanghai, Beijing, Canton, pick one of these Chinese super cities. So what did they find? They found that filtering fine particle pollutants using an air purifier for just 2 days improved markers of cardiorespiratory health in these volunteers. The authors noted significant reductions in blood pressure and inflammatory biomarkers, as well as some small increases in lung function. We're talking just 2 days. We're not talking weeks, months, years. Specifically, they found changes in these three inflammation markers, MCP-1 down 17%, interleukin-1 beta down 68%. That's an important inflammatory marker. Myeloperoxidase, it's an index of free radical activity, down 33%. very dramatic changes. Systolic blood pressure decreased by 3 points, diastolic by 5 points, and exhaled nitrous oxide, not to be confused with nitric oxide, which is good. Nitrous oxide is a pollutant. It's a marker of respiratory inflammation, decreased by 17%. That's pretty good. And so, you know, look, are these results generalizable to America, where we have more stringent pollution controls, where the quality of air is actually getting better? I remember the air quality in Los Angeles, where I grew up in the 1950s and 60s, was abysmal and is a little better because of very, very stringent emissions controls. They made us demolish our backyard incinerator, where we used to dutifully take our garbage and set it up in a plume of smoke every day. No longer, they literally, people from the city came and they dismantled it. They said, we're not doing this anymore. So what can we infer? Well, air purifiers can be recommended. Indoor air purifiers can help to remove some of the junk. The air quality is actually better inside than outside if you filter your air and if you use an air purifier. They could be recommended, especially in households where there are smokers. And if kids coexist with smokers, they're a must. But interesting studies suggesting that air purifiers are not just good for lung health or you have asthma or allergies, but good for your heart. You know, maybe instead of prescribing statins, we should be prescribing air purifiers. Think about it. Maybe the results would be superior in terms of heart protection, stroke protection. 888-302-3684, that's a number. We got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Health Talk, so stay with us. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And we do have people out there listening and calling. We got Michael from Queens, New York. How you doing, Mike? Michael, you listening to us on the stream?
Yes, I am.
Great, good for you. You are a tech-savvy guy, and you're getting with the program. Yeah. And for that, I'm going to give you a free gift, a subscription to our Hoffman Center newsletter, which, by the way, is not such a big deal because it's free to everyone anyway. If you go to drhoffman.com, you can click on the subscribe page and give us your email, and we will send you the newsletter in your inbox every week. Have you already subscribed?
This is my first time listening on the web. Actually, I listened to you, of course, on WOR.
Right.
But it works just fine. I have a new Bluetooth speaker that I bought, and it's
awesome.
Perfect.
Forget old-fashioned radio. It's like discretionary listening is where it's at these days. You have any program you want across the country, you can listen on your computer or on your smartphone.
Yeah, that's it. That's the truth.
So what's your question?
Well, I have been taking Bacopa, about one capsule a day for a couple of years. I heard it on one of the programs somewhere along the line that Bacopa was good for mental concentration and memory.
Well, it's obviously working for you because you're so tech savvy and adroit, and you're able to dial in this program, so it's obviously working. So what's the question about Bacopa?
Well, so today, I don't know, I noticed that there was a clear plastic wrap around the bottle, and then I have bought this same bottle a couple of years. I never saw this, and I read a warning, and it says this product contains lead, a chemical known to the state of California to cause birth defects, et cetera.
Let me tell you what's going on with that. First of all, California has established through something called Proposition 65 that the voters of California were hoodwinked into voting for a standard which is an unrealistic standard for measuring toxins in virtually everything. And so every product in California carries this very crazy warning. One of the things that supplement manufacturers have done is some of them distribute to 49 states. They don't sell in California because of this mandatory labeling.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, the surest way to get phone calls is to say, well, I don't care a darn if you call or not. And then you just get a whole flurry of phone calls. People say, oh, well, you don't care? Well, I'm going to call you. People being contrarians. All right, let's talk to Cindy in Ithaca, New York. Hey, I don't mind talking to you. It's my pleasure.
Well, great. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I've got a question about cholesterol. A few years ago, I saw a nutritionist who commented to me that other than herself, she'd never seen anybody who had the good cholesterol over 100.
Oh, and, no. Yeah, she just doesn't have enough experience.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, that it is unusual, but I've got, I wish I had a buck for every patient I have who has cholesterol over 100. And I think one of the records is held by a family member of mine who has an HDL cholesterol of 136. That's just phenomenally good.
So what I'm wondering is, how does that relate to your total cholesterol? Recently, I saw this new doc, and when he was looking at my test results, he goes, oh, your total cholesterol is 220. You've got high cholesterol, and he puts that down on the record. I have high cholesterol.
Yeah,
and I said, yes, but what about the fact that my good cholesterol is this high and the bad cholesterol is in a range where it should be?
So what's interesting it takes such intelligence and sophistication to go through all those years of education, pass those tests, take the MCATs, get all those A's and get into medical school. And yet once doctors, become physicians, they abandon the subtlety of thinking that enabled them to get those good grades and get into medical school. You, however, have that because you say, okay, well, it's not just about the overall number. There are mitigating factors to high cholesterol, such as HDL. And look, the one thing that we've discovered is that high HDL is not 100% protection against cardiovascular disease. It's very good to have a high HDL, and HDL over 100 is virtually an insurance policy against having cardiac problems, but it's not impossible to have, for various reasons, other factors enter in, to have the beginnings of plaque or blockage, even if you have a high HDL. That's a lesson that we've learned recently. First we ignored HDL, then we accorded it over importance, like, okay, this, you're gold plated, no way you're going to get cardiovascular disease. No, you can. But, the tiebreaker on that is to do a test that I frequently do, which is an EBT heart scan, which actually detects whether you have the beginnings of plaque in your coronary arteries. And, I've been talking about this test for maybe 15 years, and only now it's coming out in major medical articles that say, hey, this is a really good way to discern whether people are at risk or not. You know, you can't tell from the cholesterol. Sometimes you can't be sure because of high HDL. You can look at C-reactive protein and homocysteine. You can take the plaques test. You can slice and dice the LDL and look at oxidized LDL and look at particle size. But still, where the rubber meets the road is in your arterial wall. And if your arterial wall shows the beginnings of calcification, then, yeah, you know, you're at greater risk. Look, all this is a prelude to suggesting that you go on a statin anyway, because that's, I mean, what are you going to do otherwise? Is that what the doctor pushed for?
Not right now, but he just wrote down on the record, you know, you've got high, whatever the term is, hyper something or other.
Hyperlipidemia.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And he goes, because the number is 220, and so therefore, that's what you have, but he didn't suggest anything else.
I call this paint-by-numbers medicine. Remember, I don't know, you might be old enough to remember that as a kid, you know, we got these little kits, you know, with they were numbered, and it would be like a picture of the Mona Lisa or, you know, Van Gogh's Starry Night or something like that. And if you just use the color coding and you put in, you know, you match the color to the number, you could paint a masterpiece. Well, you can't. You know, it turned out you know, looking like a Day-Glow pizza. But still, doctors apply this paint-by-numbers approach, and it doesn't really work out. Pretty soon, the computers are going to dictate who gets medications. You know, you're going to dial in numbers, and they're going to spit out a diagnosis and spit out a medication recommendation, and that's just not good medicine. So I think you're probably okay. Bottom line, I think you're probably okay. You want to be sure, get an EBT heart scan. See if you have coronary calcium. You probably don't.
Okay.
All right.
Good enough. Thanks for your answer.
My pleasure. All right. Here's something that I want to address this because some of our listeners, astute listeners, have been emailing me and writing me. And a few have called me and a few patients have asked me about this. Strontium. Strontium is something that I've been recommending for osteoporosis, and it really works great for enhancing bone density, but not just enhancing bone density. I mean, the knock on strontium, sometimes if you go to a doctor and you show them impressive results after taking strontium in your bone density, they say, well, that doesn't matter because strontium will just simply make your bones look stronger. They're not stronger. Well, actually, studies in Europe where strontium has been used for a long time show that strontium not only enhances the appearance of bone on a bone density, which is gratifying, but they actually do something even more significant. They dramatically reduce the risk of hip and spinal fractures. And that's really what our concern is. We don't just want to make the picture look better, you know, just like your lower cholesterol, but say you're still going to get a heart attack or stroke. That's no good. So that's one knock on strontium that I want to push back on. But recently, there have been reports of toxicity of strontium. So let me address this. And this is a couple of my listeners have sent me this. This is a bulletin from Canada. Where Health Canada, the Canadian equivalent of the FDA, has issued a health warning about strontium. All right, so, wait a minute, what's that about? It is in relationship to findings of increased risk of cardiovascular events seen, now listen carefully, seen in people with known risk factors or history of cardiovascular disease, who took a prescription form of strontium, that's strontium ranelate, not available in the United States. It's available in Europe and possibly in Canada, at a dose of 680 milligrams per day. Now, that dose of 680 milligrams per day is precisely the dose that we give to patients in the U.S. for osteoporosis. And so the concern is, are we putting patients at risk by giving them strontium? If they have a history of cardiovascular disease, or, you know, they're at high risk. So let's push back on this concern. The report also says there are no reports of cardiovascular risk at lower doses of strontium ranelate. Okay, we're still not talking about strontium ranelate because it's not available in this country. Or at any dose for forms of strontium, including strontium citrate, strontium gluconate, or strontium lactate, which are typically sold in supplements. I will repeat, there are no reports of cardiovascular risk at lower doses of strontium renalate or at any dose for forms of strontium, including strontium citrate, which is what we prescribe, strontium gluconate or strontium lactate, less commonly prescribed, which are typically sold in supplements. Okay? Bottom line, and I have not seen this as a problem, and so you're going to see a little bit of controversy swirl around strontium supplements, but so far, no research suggests that it's putting people in the hospital with cardiovascular complications. It's the medication used in Europe, which has been associated with a few incidents of heightened cardiovascular risk in patients who already have pre-existing heart disease, not in the general populace, but a precaution might be undertaken for someone taking this medication, the prescription form of strontium, if you have cardiovascular disease. Again, no reports of any kind of cardiovascular problem for people taking strontium citrate, gluconate, or lactate at any dose whatsoever. Now, you know, we keep our eye out for potential problems, and this needs to be looked at further, but strontium, to my mind, continues to be safe and useful for osteoporosis. And lately, joining our arsenal of supplements helpful for osteoporosis is something called Ostanol, which you'll be hearing more and more about. It's bone morphogenic protein. And for those unwilling or unable to take strontium, you know, perhaps, you know, you read this and you said, I'm turned off to strontium. I don't want to take it. Okay, fine. There's a workaround. You can take Ostanol, and I think patients taking Ostanol will see comparable good results in terms of enhancing their bone density and reducing their risk of fracture. All right. We got more callers. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, oh, by the way, if you think, you know, maybe it's a little too late in the show, you don't think you're going to get in, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use your question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we discuss listener questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the place to send your questions, and then listen to our weekly Q&A with Layla, where we're likely to give you a lengthy dissertation answering your question. All those podcasts, you can find them at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. And our next caller is from Arcata, California. Is it Arcata or Arcata?
Arcata.
Arcata. Hey, you know something? I'm from Southern California, so we have a place called Arcadia.
Right.
But that's in SoCal, and you're in NoCal. Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
So I was wondering whether natural kinase would be as good as a baby aspirin for helping prevent strokes.
It's different. It's actually different. Let's see if we can explain this in a simple way. Aspirin is a platelet inhibitor, so it prevents platelets from clumping together. And natokinase also works on platelets, but it's what's called a fibrinolytic, which means it breaks up clots. Okay, so it's kind of like aspirin would prevent the platelets from sticking together. Natokinase, once they're sticking together, it prevents the cascade that causes them to aggregate more. So actually, they can be complementary. Some concern has been raised about, you know, what if you take aspirin and natokinase? Are you going to bleed out? Are you going to start having bleeding gums? Are you going to, when you bruise yourself, is it going to be leave terrible black and blues? Usually, that does not happen. And why are you taking this? What's precisely the reason that you're thinking about taking aspirin?
Well, it was just for stroke prevention.
But why do you think you're at particularly high risk for stroke? Just
because
generally?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Because I had migraines.
Migraines. Yeah, migraines are a slight risk factor for strokes. But generally don't constitute a strong risk. You know, you don't have hypertension, you've not had previous strokes, you don't have super high cholesterol or diabetes, correct?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, look, you could take an aspirin a day. The problem with this whole notion of, you know, taking an aspirin a day for prevention is that if you're low risk anyway for having a stroke or a heart attack, then you're more likely to create gastrointestinal bleeding, which is not uncommon even with this low-dose aspirin. And then you have to deal with gastritis or an ulcer due to the aspirin. And so it's actually now being recommended that not everyone over 40 or 50 or 60 take an aspirin a day, that we be selective about assigning aspirin to people who are at high risk. And I'll probably have to sit down with you, ask you some more questions, and decide, you know, are you at high risk? One new factor about aspirin that's kind of encouraging is that it appears to have an anti-cancer effect against many types of cancer. And so there may be, you know, greater rationale for taking aspirin than just cardiovascular protection. But natokinase is not a complete substitute for aspirin. It's part of the, you know, the things you do if you think you're at risk for blood clots. If you had, say, a lot of what are called DVTs, deep vein thrombosis, you might take natokinase. If you have or a history of a pulmonary embolism, if you and you would combine that with something like fish oil. Fish oil too has an anti blood clotting effect, but it also it appears that it's compatible with most blood thinners, including things like Coumadin. So, but I have to know a little bit more about you about whether this is worthwhile for you to undertake. I think you're trying to set up protection, and you're trying to do natural things, but sometimes people envision their risk is coming from a place where it's not coming from, and they take supplements unnecessarily. You know, that's part of what I do. I mean, I think people come to me a lot, and they say, look, I'm, healthy, but I'm concerned. You know, what am I at risk for? What should I be looking out for? I mean, I can't take every supplement on the shelf. Everything sounds good. You know, where shall I invest my money, and where shall I invest my time and effort? And there's only a finite number of things you can swallow. And so we try to pinpoint where people are at risk and what they need to do preventively. And hopefully we can make some good prognostications about the best supplements for them. Well, thanks for listening out there in Arcata, California. We have a nice affiliate out there in NoCal. Let's talk to Tom. Tom's in Westchester, New York. How you doing, Tom?
Good. How are you, Doc? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Been a regular listener for 25 years. Appreciate all the help over the years.
Excellent, yes.
What's happening is when I stand up after being in a laying down position for the first 30 seconds or so. It isn't quite that the room is spinning, but I feel very unsteady, have to grab on, hold on to something until I get collected again. And it seems to be getting a little worse. It's happening more and more while I'm laying down also.
Okay. So you have positional vertigo. That'll be $300, please. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. But, you know, obviously it's positional vertigo. It's not vertigo no matter what you do. And there's a variety of reasons for this. The adaptation to position change decreases as you get older. It's, you know, they're what are called baroreceptors or pressure receptors in your blood vessels. And they, you know, like other parts of your body, become less responsive and less supple. And sometimes you don't have as good a response to position change. Sometimes it's due to taking blood pressure medication or other medications. Are you on anything else?
No.
Okay. So it could be an age-related thing. It could also be something where there's a deterioration in the inner ear. Do you have high or low blood pressure? Have you been known to have low blood pressure?
Between the two, I don't have, it's not that I've been diagnosed with low blood pressure, but my blood pressure is on the low side.
Okay,
it has always been.
Okay, fine. So you may have, there's actually a term for this type of dizziness. It's called POTS, positional orthostatic changes that occur when you get up. And the heart rate will change, people will feel weak and woozy. And so the treatment for that is actually hydration, taking in more water, but not just water, taking in more sodium. And some patients benefit from taking in a little bit of licorice. I'm not entirely sure I should prescribe that for you, but licorice is something that can raise blood pressure. You have to be a little careful about licorice, though, because while it raises blood pressure, it might raise it too high, cause you to retain too much water, cause you to retain sodium, and cause you to lose potassium, which is potentially dangerous. So, you know, licorice should be administered, I think, under supervision. But you can, you know, take in a little more sodium and hydrate yourself well. And, you know, also there's something, you know, to be said for exercises that accustom you to position change, you know, a type of physical therapy where you go through the motions of position change and ultimately you acclimate to it and do better with it. Okay. I'll share with you an article, which we've been talking a lot about this in the past. It is about nanoparticles. These are tiny particles in what we eat. And nanoparticles include things like titanium dioxide, which is often used to give food a white color. Researchers are raising questions about the safety of these ultra-tiny particles. They can get into the digestive tract. They can irritate the digestive tract in patients with colitis. We've seen it. We tell patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease to avoid them. Nanoparticles. Got to watch out for nanoparticles because they may have unexpected health consequences. They're in a lot of processed foods, so look out for ingredients like titanium dioxide in your foods and, unfortunately, in some supplements. I hate it when they add titanium dioxide to supplements to make them look white. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. And remember that this broadcast is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can find lots more at drhoffman.com, podcasts and writings. And enjoy your weekend.